Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The New York brush burning ban begins March 16th and runs till May 14th. New York prohibits residents burning during the high-risk fire season to reduce wildfires and protect people, property, and natural resources. The ban's been effective in reducing the number of wildfires, and New York State is encouraging all New Yorkers to put safety first. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Seggs reported on March 12th. Once again, the New York brush burning ban goes into effect March 16th and runs through May the 14th. More information is available on the web at dec.ny.gov/chemical/58519. A bicycle can change life. A thank you to all those who have purchased Woodcrafts and made donations over the years to Grow Against Poverty's education initiatives, including a school bicycle transportation program at St. Mary's School in Kenya. 15 students whose families subsist on less than a dollar a day are borrowing bicycles. Their attendance and academic achievement have improved. Time that students spent walking to school, often up to 6 miles away, is now used for studying and helping their families. Grow Against Poverty's project, Pedal Power for Kenyan Education, has been accepted by Global Giving to be on its donation site. Global Giving has been awarded the highest rating of 4 stars by Charity Navigators. They're looking for donations to purchase additional bicycles, helmets, reflector jackets, and repair kits. With a bicycle, attendance and academic performance improve, and in the long run, help stop the cycle of poverty. Right through March 29th, you can donate to globalgiving.org/project/pedalpowerforkenyaneducation. Rip Van Winkle is being performed tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2 and 7:30 at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School by the Housatonic Musical Theater Society. Tickets online at hmts.org and at Salisbury, Sharon, and Kent pharmacies and at the door. The Kellogg School 8th grade class trip to Quebec is sponsoring a lasagna dinner. That lasagna dinner is happening tonight, 5:30 till 7:30, meter vegetarian lasagna, salad, bread, and dessert, eat-in or take-out at the Falls Village Emergency Center, Route 7 South in Falls Village. $15 per adult, $8 per child, 5 to 10, 4 and under, free when accompanied by adults. Tickets at 860-480-8658. The public is invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church. That happens tonight from 6 until 7. In addition to the meal, there'll also be the opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for your family. Weavertuck Drama Society presents Guys and Dolls, a musical fable of Broadway, tonight and tomorrow at 7, Sunday at 2, at the Weavertuck High School, Haight Road in Amenia. Tickets are available at the door, 845-373-4100, extension 3118, for more information. Pine Plains FFA 28th Annual Farm Toy Show and Auction, happening tomorrow from 9 till 2 at the Stissing Mountain Middle High School, Route 199 in Pine Plains. The auction starts at 2. Kids activities, door prizes, lunch will be available. A pedal tractor pull at 12 noon. Admission $3. Children under 5 are free. Sharon Audubon's Maple Fest and Bake Sale will take place tomorrow. The Bake Sale and Maple Fest run from 11 until 4 at the center on Route 4. Ongoing guided 45-minute tours at the center's sugaring operation, including a working sugar house and recreation of Native American and early colonial sugaring methods. Those attending should wear warm clothes and boots. Much of the tour is outdoors. Admission $6 for adults, $4 for children, free for kids 2 and under. Jazz concert featuring Armin Donilon, Jay Anderson, and Dennis Macra will take place tomorrow from 4 till 5:30 at the Roelof Janssen Library, Route 22 in Hillsdale, New York. Lakeville host company Ladies Auxiliary has their corned beef dinner with Chinese auction tomorrow, 5 until 7:30 at the Lakeville Firehouse. Takeouts are available. Bunko time is Canaan VFW Couch Pipe at Post 6851 tomorrow at 6 o'clock. $20 per person includes snacks. cash bar, and prizes. A St. Patrick's Day dance, the VFW on Route 22 in Dover Plains. That's VFW 5444 from 7 to 11 tomorrow night. Rock and roll with the Blurbs, $15 per person. There's raffles, 50-50 also. You can bring your own snacks. There's a cash bar. Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club ham shoots continue this Sunday. Also continuing March 24th, 31st, April 7th, and April 14th at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. Now, this is a family event. Children can participate if accompanied. Pancake breakfast happening on Sunday at the Amenia Firehouse, 7:30 to 11, all you can eat. Adults, $7. Seniors under 12, $6. More information at 373-8352. The Kent Singers present Seek Out Light on Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church in Kent. The program features contemporary works along with Anglican Classics. Tickets are available in advance or at the door. KentSingers.com for more information. A corned beef dinner sponsored by the Pine Plains First United Presbyterian Church will take place on Sunday from 4 until 5 p.m. Pickup only, $16 per adult, $8 for children ages 6 through 12, free for children under the age of 5. Reservations, 518-398-7056. The Kent Boy Scout Troop 11 presents St. Patrick's Dinner with live bagpipe music and a bit of luck auction. That happens on Sunday from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Kent Congregational Church Parish House. The meal includes corned beef, cabbage, all of the fixings, and dessert. Adults, $15. Kids, 10 and under, $10. A to-go option is available. It's a fundraiser to benefit the Kent Troop 11 Boy Scouts, supporting their trip to attend the World Jamboree in the summer of 2019. Tickets by email at kentbsatroop11@gmail.com or 860-488-3263. Tickets will also be available at the Kent Town Clerk's office. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 7.05 to 25,709.94 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7630.91 and the S&P 500 at 2808.48. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.